Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am one half yours, Greg, aka Crazy Greg, aka Pooh Bear, and I don't know what we're playing right now.
My jams.
But we are joined by...
by Alex, who's enjoying this very much. Although I am more of an NSYNC girl, but...
yeah, but this is the first time we're going to play Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess Backstreet's back. They are, because they're going on tour.
They've been on tour. They've never left.
I think they're always on tour.
Yeah, they've never left.
Yeah. All right. So we're playing this in honor of Vinny Pacifico, represent our hometown of Shaolin, Staten Island, New York, and he's a wrestler.
Yeah.
Right now an independent wrestler.
Yes.
Soon to be, who knows?
I know, it's true.
Because the future is in his hands of whatever he wants to do.
Right.
Because this kid is young and he's hustling. Ambitious and yeah. He's a hustler and he's ready to go.
And he's from Shaolin.
That's right, our hometown, so we love to represent.
That's right.
And Vinny Pacifico, he's really starting to break onto the scene right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's been at it for 10 years, and he just recently was on the Kurt Angle podcast.
Nice.
And the Road Dogg podcast, a couple others, he says, and he's going to Japan.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's actually a dream of ours.
It sure is. Yeah. And... if you're a wrestler,
yeah,
that's a dream of every wrestler.
Yeah, you know why that's big to go.
So I feel like that's like the point where you can break out.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch wrestling, AJ Styles was literally in Japan for like the longest time.
Yes.
And then...
Yep, exactly.
Came on over to WWE.
Yeah, but all these guys, they use that as like to get their name out there.
Right.
And for just the experience to learn from the best in the world.
Right.
So that's awesome.
It is awesome.
I definitely want him back on after he gets back from Japan.
Just to hear about the
crowd. And they say that's like the most insane crowd.
Yeah. I think you've showed me like videos before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not many, but
I remember. And if you think like entrances are cool here,
oh
man, those Japan entrance.
Oh man.
Yeah, they're nuts.
Yeah.
They're crazy. But and it's funny, it's like any wrestler who like is in a main federation here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And they either get released or they leave on their own. They go right to Japan.
Mm,
and they're like huge out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's awesome. So good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to hear what it's about.
I know, that's really cool.
Yeah. And another Shaolin wrestler, as we know, Sean Maluda.
Yes.
I'd love to get the two of them on a card together out here.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, we got to make that happen.
That has to somehow work out.
They kind of know of each other.
Mm.
I don't know if they've ever like been on a card together, but they definitely know of each other.
Right, right.
And they fought in the same federations and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
man.
Yeah, so they know of each other, but we got to make this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love that.
We're trying to make a lot of matches.
Yeah, we...
Our last episode, we were trying to match up people to be best friends.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to actually make a match.
Well, no, we were actually trying to get it... I guess... was it a date or just like a
hangout? I'm going to say best friends.
Okay, Addie and Jonathan?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so best friends, that's true.
Yeah.
So, and then we're trying to make Maluda and Vinny Pacifico enemies and wrestle each other and fight.
So
in
the
a steel
opposite,
cage,
but
no
the
holds
same.
Barred. Yeah, last man standing match.
First blood, no. Oh, the good old days.
So, yeah. But anyway, Vinny Pacifico.
Yes.
He is like another top social media gamer, just on top of it.
Yeah.
And really just owns the craft.
Can I just talk about the important thing first?
Sure.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm going to ruin the entire interview right now.
Wonderful.
We have something in common.
You do? We're Wait, both. Let me guess. Okay. Let me guess.
No.
You have something in common with Vinnie Pacifico. All right. So, I know. I know what it is, actually, because I did the interview.
You're gonna be so
dumb. No, I know what it is. What? Thinking back to the interview, you and him both, favorite person in the entire world is Crazy Craig.
You're such a loser.
Right?
We both love...
Is that not true?
It's of course it's true. Okay. Okay.
Good. All right. So anyway,
we both love fall scented candles. Yeah. And that's very random. And how did you get on that topic? You'll have to listen to the interview to find out.
That is a random thing to say.
Very random. But I heard it and he said pumpkin fall candle. And I was like, Oh my God, me too. I love it.
So out of 40 minutes of an interview that we did.
No, that was just something that stood out.
That's what you got out of the interview.
Because it was just like random. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I get it.
That is true. Yeah. But yeah, but he also loves horror and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and Freddy and Chucky and haunted houses. And yeah. And we're going to get into it as well with the interview. But we made a deal.
Yes.
There's something that I have to eat.
Right.
And something that he has to eat.
I am all for...
these challenges?
Yeah.
Me too.
You want me to go eat food? I'm with that.
Yes. And we challenge each other to eat something.
Yeah.
And for sure, obviously, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So we're going to record it. We're going to post it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put him up to a challenge that he's got to back his word up like I back mine up, which I know he will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to change his life forever.
It's true. I have to say.
His life and everybody around his lives as well.
His life.
His life. Anybody who his life comes in contact with, their lives will be changed.
Yes.
Because now he's going to like pass that along. And they'll pass along to generation
it's
to
like
generation.
It's like passing down the wisdom.
Yeah. I guess I'm kind of like Santa Claus now at this point.
That's
right?
Gift. Well,
yeah.
I guess it is kind of a gift. I will say, because I agree on this piece of food. I agree with it.
So there's one other thing as well. And I just didn't want to like sensory overload his life where he'd be like on a whole new, like, I don't know.
Like, whoa.
But yeah. But the other thing that people have to try, listen to the interview to hear what I challenged him with. And the other thing is a sesame seed bagel.
Yeah, this is true.
Toasted.
It's go.
With cream cheese and tomato.
Okay. It's so funny because today I bought tomatoes because I was going to make burgers.
Yeah.
But instead we got Wawa sandwiches. So I have tomatoes in the fridge now. And I was like, ooh, we should go get bagels and cream cheese so I can have that.
Yeah, so you have to toast it. Mm-hmm. Then you have to put cream cheese on it. And the tomatoes, you have to cut in like, what are they, like circles?
So you cut, you know, you dice the tomato, but then you cut the circle in half into like half circles. Right. And then you place it perfectly around it. That's how I do it.
Yeah, it's, I'm telling you, there's like nothing else.
Oh, so you
else.
Like how I make the bagel for you?
No, I like how bagels have the
Just
toast.
Say it. You could say it. It's
and
okay
the cream
to
cheese
give me a compliment.
And the tomatoes.
Okay.
That's what I like.
You're welcome.
Yes. So.
That's something else you introduced me to first. I remember being like, ew, that's disgusting. And then I was like, well, let me take a bite.
It's the greatest thing in a row.
And then when I remember when I was pregnant, I wanted it every single day.
There's literally maybe like one thing better than that in life, and that's orange juice. All right. So anyway.
Oh my God. So your mind must be blown when you eat that for breakfast.
Oh my God. There's nothing better. All right. So can we talk about Vinny here?
Yeah. What do you, don't start talking about food. I will go on forever.
Speaking of Vinny Pacifico, mm-hmm. This Saturday.
Yes.
So this episode releases on Friday. We release episodes every Friday. Mm-hmm. And the very next day, Saturday, by the way, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah. I was thinking we should have said it last week.
We should have said it last week. Yeah.
Happy Black Friday.
Yeah. Because now, oh yes, happy Black Friday, everyone. Thanksgiving is over. Mm-hmm. So as you're having
Merry
your...
Christmas.
Thanksgiving hangover, right? Is that what people call it?
Like from the food?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Yeah,
you can listen to this episode.
Right.
And the very next day, Saturday, November 25th, 2023, in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, there's a wrestling show.
Yeah.
With Vinny Pacifico. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a 3 o'clock start. Doors are at 2. The show starts at 3 because Saturday's also Survivor Series.
Yeah, it's a big day of wrestling.
Yeah, so you can go support your local indie federation and Vinny, and then at night, go watch Survivor Series.
Yeah. Look at that. What kind of, I mean...
Full day of wrestling.
Nice lineup.
Yeah, and it's the holiday road to kingdom come.
Oh, so I'll wear my Santa hat. See, it's the holidays. soon as Thanksgiving's over. Actually,
can I be honest for 1 second? Oh, by the way,
can I be honest for 1 second?
It's pro wrestling magic.
Wait, can I be honest for 1 second?
Yeah, you can.
I actually think I'd probably like this. I'm gonna like this more than I'll like the Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's
like I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you have a very good point there. Can I be honest as well?
Sure.
I don't know what Kingdom Come means.
To Kingdom Come.
I don't know what that means.
I don't really know either.
0%. So how do you even know it's like a Christmas thing?
No, you said holiday.
Oh.
Hello, you said holiday.
Road. Oh, I did say that. Oh.
Kingdom Come is like a kingdom. I don't know. Oh, it's in like, okay. Isn't it in like a, I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. Never heard of it. Anyway, Vinny would be there. You know who else would be there?
Who?
Greg and Alex and the Anything Goes podcast.
Yeah, they will.
Joined by Nikki and Joe.
My cousin, Nikki.
And my friend Joe.
And Joe, yes.
So we're invading. We're going.
We're going.
We're going to support our boy, mm-hmm. Vinny P. I don't know if he goes by that, but.
But that, you're yeah. giving him the.
And name. Since it's the holiday of giving mm-hmm. and thankfulness, we're going to do something right now that we've never done before.
No, we have not.
First time ever mm-hmm. in over 200 episodes. If you guys listening, and I know it's kind of last minute notice because we release on a Friday. The very next day is a show on Saturday, November 25th. Mm-hmm. But if you want to join us in person, live, we will hook you up with tickets through the Anything Goes podcast. We will set you up and hook you up with a pair of tickets to go.
Yes.
To come and support Vinny and the Wrestling Federation and to hang with us yeah. at a wrestling show.
What could be better than that?
That's right.
And then you can watch Survivor Series with us later.
You can. You're right.
If you don't mind dealing with our...
You have to pay for our... internet cable bill.
Okay, that's fair.
No, you don't. It's already paid for. But yeah, come support. Come hang with us and Vinny and the rest of the crew mm-hmm. at Pro Wrestling Magic.
Yeah.
So for real, if you're in New Jersey area, hit us up.
Yeah.
DM us, comment us, whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm. And text us if you have our number.
Text us. Yeah, mm-hmm. you can do that. And let us know. Be like, I want to go.
Yeah.
And
you'll go.
We'll hook you guys up. We yeah. will. We'll set you
we
up
got
with a
you.
With a pair of tickets.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do like ticket giveaways and we're like, you know, what better time away than to yeah. hook up somebody for the holiday season and to go support indie wrestling
exactly.
and our hometown hero.
Yes.
He's gonna be, I'm telling you.
I believe it. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, he was on all these podcasts and now he made it to ours. So now he's really big time.
Oh, well, now he made it.
Yeah.
Because so, he's here.
You know it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. He's just a good dude. Mm-hmm. I like him.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. He's very passionate.
Yes.
And like I said, hit up his social media because he's on point with that. And I actually mentioned this as well. And I don't want to give up too much of the interview. Mm-hmm. But one of his latest posts is he just got married.
Yes, he did.
And he said his wife made him do the song. But it's Leanne Rimes, the How Do I Live song. And
that's, I love it.
Yeah, that's one of my jams from yeah. back in the day. So, yeah.
I thought it was just one of your, I mean, well, it's, I from like it's the, always been.
Yeah.
But it's from like
yeah,
the 90s.
From back in the yeah. day. Yeah.
Or whatever.
So, I don't know. I'm with it. I'm with this kid.
Yeah.
I like him. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to hang with him this Saturday.
Yes.
So, looking forward to that. All right, well, let's get into the interview.
Well, let's do it.
Anything else you want to say or talk about?
No, I'm excited to go see him tomorrow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, which didn't even happen yet.
Yeah, and I'm sure talk about Thanksgiving hangover. We're probably hungover just from being with our families.
Oh, yeah.
And now I got to see my cousins. No, I'm just kidding. I actually look very forward to seeing my cousins.
Yeah.
So I'm even more excited for this.
Mm-hmm. They were actually at Vinny's wedding.
Yeah, they were.
And he gave a special shout out for the anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah. that's cool. Yeah. That's see, cute. He's good people.
He is good people.
Told you.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that movie? It just reminded me, but Four Christmases?
Yes. Yeah. With Vince Vaughn, I think.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know, maybe.
And Reese Witherspoon, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess.
Why?
Yeah.
What did that?
No, because you said we have to.
Family. I mean, yeah, you see all. Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're going to both families yeah. on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I can't wait till Saturday. Even more. Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah. So, all right. Check out the interview. We get into wrestling, but we also get a lot into Vinny and who he is
right.
and what he likes. And we play Keep It or Kill It. Not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that might be a first.
That
is definitely a first.
Is definitely a first. Look, we're still doing first here.
Look at that.
Over 200 episodes. And yeah.
What a week.
What episode? I think it's like two.
It's two. Wait. I want to say like 12.
So do I have to do something 212 times? No. Is that what you're saying?
No.
What should I say 212 times? Tell me right now. What should I say?
I'm not doing this.
Vinny.
I don't know if it's 12.
Or Pacifico.
It might
be. Or Vinny Pacifico.
It might be a different one.
Which one? Okay. Should I say Vinny? Should I say Pacifico? Or should I say Vinny Pacifico 200 and something times? Oh, we're going to look at right now how many episodes we have on the Anything Goes podcast. Greg and Alex.
213 is this episode.
213 episodes. Mm-hmm. All right, so which one should I do? And you have to count along with me.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. All right, so which one? A, B, or C?
No, I'm not having a part of this. I'm not in this. I'm not going to feed into your foolishness once again.
Just give me an answer. One, two, or three?
Three.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
No, please don't do it.
Here we go.
Please don't. Kill it. I kill it.
And 13.
This is what I kill.
I almost want to respect that.
You should.
I think I have to.
Thank you.
But I won't. Vinny Pacifico. Vinny Pacifico.
No.
Okay. But, you know, no, I have to respect it. I you killed it.
I've never done that it. Before on the spot. Killed no, something.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm going to respect it. But I will come back. My deal, though, is next time he comes on, whatever episode it is, I'm doing it. You killed it this episode.
Oh, now you're doing you
bought,
more times.
You bought yourself till next time. And I will say, whatever episode it is,
Vinny
Pacifico as many times as our episode number is. What are you going to say?
Who even, like, why, though? Like, who even is like, oh, this is funny. I can't wait for him to say this over and over again.
Me.
Yeah, I know.
I do.
You do it for yourself. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. What else? That's fair.
Why else would it matter? Like, who else would it be for?
All right. That's fair. All right. That's a very good answer.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll look at my emails again when like last time.
Yeah, that was so disrespectful, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Very much. So go back to our 200th episode. I thanked all of you guys 200 times, and as I'm thanking you 200 times, she's reading her emails. Mm-hmm. Like that's important.
I had some good ones in there.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So, let's move on.
Wait.
What happened?
Can I just say one thing? It's a wrestling-based kind of episode.
Hello.
Forgot to mention one really amazing kind of bucket list-ish thing for me.
Yeah, and it is on our Instagram page.
It is, because so I could out. Not contain myself. We met the Bella Twins.
Sure,
I did. For me, I mean, I love Brie, but Nikki is like, I love her so much. I've always loved her, and I got to meet her. I got to meet Trish Stratus. We got to meet Rhea Ripley,
mm-hmm.
which we were mm-hmm. like, how is she even here? Like, she's the champ. It was crazy.
I got to meet Dennis Rodman.
Yes. So cool.
Yeah. Michael Bisping.
Yes. Mandy Rose. But I don't. Mandy something. She's something else.
And even the Bella Twins now are Garcia Twins.
Yes. They don't go by Bella anymore. But
yeah. So we went to a wrestling convention mm-hmm. in Long Island.
Yes.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. We met all his wrestlers as well as James Ellsworth.
Yes.
He was there.
And Enzo was there, but we didn't
pay
him any mind.
No.
But they were like, RVD was there.
Yeah, Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were big time wrestlers there.
The Brooklyn Brawler loved our children.
Mm-hmm.
Our girls came, and literally the Bella Twins and Trish Stratus, they were like, give me your kids. Like,
yeah.
I gotta hold them. They
did.
Nikki and Brie took them right from us, which I didn't. They asked, but I was like, I don't care if my kids cry. Yes, you can hold them.
Which they didn't cry.
No, they didn't. They were actually like kind of talking to them. And they had Bella Twin shirts on. So, you know, they were kind of like, oh, look, that's me on your shirt. So it was cool. Yeah. Twins with twins.
There you go. And we actually went to Trish Stratus twice.
Yes, because the first time they were sleeping and she said, you better bring them back to me when they wake up.
Yeah. And she held them both when they were sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah, which is cute. Did. Yeah, that was cool. So, So we met all them.
Yeah, it was like, it's so funny. Like, Trish was like my childhood. But now I just got to meet Lita because she was like literally who I wanted to be when I was younger. And then the Bella Twins, which is like now.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. And what do you think about the Bella Twins?
They were exactly what I thought they were going to be like.
Yeah.
They're exactly like watching them on TV. That's how they actually are. Like, they really are those people. Unless they just put on a a really amazing act, which I don't.
I don't think so.
They were they didn't want to let the girls go. Like they were very genuine people.
Yeah, and I gotta say, I was watching them interact like other fans and yeah, they were just consistently so nice. Really taking their time with every single person.
They are very humble with what they have.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I love them. I think Nikki is the. I just love her.
And how about this full circle? Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
What he goes by now is married to Brie Bella.
Yeah.
And that's Vinny Fisico's.
Look at that. Yeah.
Favorite, number one. Yeah. So talk about 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah. I always forget the number.
Yeah. It's six. Yeah, yeah.
Six.
But yeah. And I think that is very true. I believe in that.
Me too.
Very much.
You somehow, in some way, you can always connect yourself to somebody through six people.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
And yes, definitely six, but I would almost like be like, okay, it could be five.
Well, I feel like six is like the...
Yeah, the max stat.
Yeah, like I feel like someone did it and they were like, okay, it's six. Mm-hmm. Like that's the...
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, anything else before we get into this interview?
No, that's it. I just wanted to mention it in this episode.
No, yeah, definitely. Because, you know, definitely a good call. Yeah. So enjoy your wrestling weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving.
Yes,
and I hope there was no family brawls for you or for us, because recording this, we have no idea what it's going to be like.
Oh, you know, my family always brawls.
Always. Always.
And I'm kind of usually the one that starts it up.
Okay. You know, if you know Johnny Bananas from the challenge on MTV, he is the pot stirrer of his family. He'll literally walk into the room and be like, yeah, so did you hear what, whatever. He'll just say one or two things and then walk out and just stand in the kitchen and just drink his orange juice and just wait for it all to just explode.
Can you guys do, Thanksgiving will be over this year, but can you guys do one thing for me next time? You guys at a family gathering, be like, so who's everybody voting for this year?
Oh, that's what you did at my, it was Easter at my family years ago.
Oh,
it was
goodness, when it's the best.
The whole Trump and Hillary thing was at its peak. And he walks, we were so sitting good. And everybody was eating and it was 35 people. It was at my cousin's house and you were just so Trump, huh? And that was it. And half my family is one side and the other half is the other side. And it was just...
It's craziness.
It's so much. All right, we got to go. Have a good one.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Your family's great though.
Yeah.
Everybody in his family, everybody gets on each other and then kind of jokingly takes digs and you're like, wait, was that?
Yeah.
I don't... Is that how you're telling me something? It's great. Late night with the... Family.
Yes.
Is what we go with.
But all right, that's it. Let's end it here. I really want to get this interview because it's a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
Really, really
it is. I listened to a very good chunk of it.
Mm-hmm. And for reals, if you ever thought you knew Vinny Pacifico before this, you got to listen to this because we really get into who he is. We talk a bit about wrestling and then we say, okay, let's talk about you.
I think he might actually like you, which is annoying.
I'm just saying. Represent hometown.
Yeah.
Those are our people. We love it.
That's right.
So, all right. Anyway, that's it. Get down Saturday, November 25th, 2023, the Mecca, 106 Bergen Avenue in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. We'll be there. Doors at 2, and it starts at 3.
Yeah.
And like we said, we'll hook you guys up.
Yes.
Through the podcast. Hang. Yeah, we will. We always wanted to give a pair of tickets to our listeners. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
So if you can make it, hit us up and we got you guys. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anything else?
That's it.
All right.
I'm done.
That's it. Me too. Hit us up. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys. Let us know how your Thanksgiving was. And if you ate anything different than the traditional Thanksgiving stuff.
Yeah. I'm always curious. Did you go to a family member's house, that one aunt that doesn't make the best food?
Yeah.
What did she make?
Yeah. Did you go to I don't know, a Chinese restaurant or McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King or Chick-fil-A? Or Checkers.
If so, next year you can come to my family.
Or Wawa.
Or your,
Which
gobbler.
Actually, I just had the gobbler.
The gobbler, yes.
Oh, I didn't tell you what happened when I ordered a gobbler today.
Oh no, what happened?
I didn't tell you. So Wawa has a turkey.
It's a Thanksgiving meal in a hoagie.
Yeah, turkey, stuffing, cranberry, whatever, a whole bunch of things. It's pretty much Thanksgiving dinner in a hoagie sandwich. Yes. So I ordered it today, and the guy making it behind the counter was number, whatever. It was let's just say for Rey Mysterio, 619, but it wasn't. He's all right, number 535, whatever it was. I was it's me. He's gobbler. I was yeah. He's say gobble, gobble.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, so listen. So I was gobble, gobble, right? I said it, just play along.
That's hysterical.
I was by myself, so I have to entertain myself, right? So I was like,
something you would make someone do.
Yeah. So it's actually a true story, I swear. So I meant to tell you and I forgot now.
He said, well, perfect.
So he was like, I enjoy it. I was like, all right. I was like, why, is it good? He's like, it is. He's like, I eat it, but not in the hoagie. I just eat it like right. by itself. Yeah. I was like, all right. I was like, well, it better be good. If not, you can hear from my lawyer. Right. And he was like, well, if you don't like it, just give it to your dog. He's like, do you have a dog? I was like, not anymore. He's like, sorry to hear that. I was like, yeah, the last thing he ate was the gobbler. I swear. That's what I told him. I was like, yeah. You left.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
So I was like, yeah, last thing he ate was the gobbler.
Yeah. And then I had to go back and get another one because I'm allergic to cranberry.
Yeah, and it was cranberry on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I swear that just happened. That's hysterical. That happened like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, it did. That's funny.
Yeah. So, but that was the interaction. Gobble. Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, I'll play into it, sure.
Oh.
Don't call my bluff.
Please.
Yeah.
The one time where the person on the train was like, stand up if you have something to say.
I was like, oh. I said, oh, yeah. All right. I stood up right on the seat.
Don't ever try to call Greg out and think he's not going to do something. Because I've done it many times. And oh, yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm kidding. Please don't.
Yeah, but he said gobble, gobble, that's thinking funny. I wouldn't say it. And then that's I turned hysterical. It back on him. Yeah. He said, you're here for my life. If you don't want to give me your dog. And then, yeah. I mean, you heard the rest of the story.
Yes.
Yeah. I could say that 200 something times.
Can you say gobble 213 times?
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
Sure.
I'm kidding.
Are you calling my bluff?
I literally just said don't do it. Now I did it.
So here we go.
No, we have to get to the interview.
I was challenged and then went against the interview.
It's rude.
213 times, right?
No, it's rude.
Listen, if you tell me to do something.
Thanksgiving's over.
You do it. All right, so what should I say? Besides gobble, 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 gobble. If you're gonna make me lose count, I gotta start over.
No, go.
That was 85. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Britney Spears, what did she
post? Go to Vinnie Pacifico, by the way.
I'm looking at Britney Spears in a very nice yellow dress, okay?
All right, you gobble, 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 gobble. This is actually harder than you would think.
I know, because it's like a tongue.
I would have rather said Vinnie Pacifico that many times.
Too late.
So, all right. Anyway, let's get into it.
Her dress is so pretty. Oh, yeah. My God. Vinny, your wife's dress is beautiful. Her wedding dress.
Not her?
Well, her too, but
okay.
Looking at their wedding
page. Yeah. So you see the song that they did? Wait. These guys really know the good throwbacks.
Yeah.
I tell you.
I like it.
All right, so that's it. We are getting to the interview. We're half hour into this intro already. Usually our intro is like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we can have a half hour.
So that's how we feel about our new best friend.
Yes.
So that's it. So thank you all for listening. Hit us up. Once again, I'm Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
Alex.
All right. So until next time, which will be your birthday episode.
That's right.
And we'll talk all about the show. And, oh, yeah, that's one more thing. And then we are officially done with this intro. We were supposed to do a Haunted House Halloween recap episode this week. But when you get Vinny Pacifico on the episode, push things back.
That's right.
That's what happens.
And now my birthday episode will be Halloween.
Yeah, so I was thinking we'll do Halloween recap / Christmas kickoff.
I was hoping
Christmas it'll be a slash. Yeah, so.
Because my birthday episode's always Christmas.
Yeah, so we'll do both.
So, yay.
But when Vinny's like, yo, I'm
well,
coming on the podcast.
No. I said it. I was like, oh, everything. Definitely do it this week. Yeah.
Everything gets dropped. So next week would be the Halloween recap that we were supposed to do this week, but now we'll do next week. So all right, that's it. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Hope to see you guys Saturday at the wrestling show and enjoy Survivor Series.
Yeah.
So that's it. Until next week for your birthday, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at anythinggoespodny, on Twitter at anythinggoesny, and shoot us an email, at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. So today we are joined by what could very easily be the future of the wrestling business. He's been on the Kurt Angle podcast. He's been on the Road Dogg podcast. He's going to Japan. But today could very easily be his biggest accomplishment yet, because he's on the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. So if anybody ever tells you you couldn't make it and you didn't make it, you tell them, well, I made it to the podcast with Greg and Alex.
So hell yeah, here we are.
What is going on?
Just chilling. Busy day today. I had a lot to do, but finally now I'm home, relaxing, made some dinner, got a little candle going on, got some R&B playing, and all just right. Hanging out.
I love it. All right. So we're going to like peel things back a little bit here today. I know you've been on these other podcasts. You talk a lot of wrestling. We'll get into wrestling, but we really want to know what Vinny Pacifico is about, who he is, what he is. We're going to learn that today. If that's okay with you.
What am I? No one knows except for me. But
I know. Remember, this is the Anything Goes podcast, so anything goes here.
I love that.
All right. So real quick, we're going to start a little bit of wrestling. We're going to get into a whole bunch about you. But where does Vinny Pacifico name come from?
So it's middle name, last name. First name I did not want to use. And also someone else who I started out with, their name was George also, so they wanted to like keep it separate. So middle name, last name is what I went with. And I also like the name Vinny better.
All right. Love that. And what actually made you like love wrestling the way you do?
So the way I do is Brian Danielson. That is how that started. But I became a big fan of wrestling when I watched SmackDown versus Raw 2007. My cousin was playing it. And I'm just like watching it, and I'm like, holy shit, this is sick. So he was playing Rey Mysterio against the Boogeyman, a guy with a red mask, and a guy with a red and black face paint with worms coming out of his mouth. So it's just like, it's the coolest thing. How could you not see that and be like, oh my God, this is so sick? And it's real. Like, it's like live action. It's not like a movie. It's live action wrestling. So it was just very, very captivating for me. And then after that, I got into like John Cena and then Jeff Hardy. And then through the years, I've been watching. And it was on and off for a couple of years. And then it got a lot more towards 2010, 12, 13, 14. And 2013, I believe, going into high school, I was a big fan of it. But I was also playing football. And I said, I want to do this. I said, I want to actually wrestle and I want to make something come of my life. I love football. I was a very good quarterback. But I wanted to live my life on my terms, so I wanted to try something that I felt I had a gut feeling about. So I played freshman year of football. I quit halfway or stopped to wrestle, and that's how the dream started. But I went to a meet and greet with Daniel Bryan, Brian Danielson, in the city, and I wanted some words of wisdom, words of advice, and he said, go for it, chase your dream, you won't regret it, and that's that. And some more things he said also, but that's in the gist of what he said. And right from there, I started training. And ever since then, it's been a huge roller coaster. This year alone has been one of the best years of my career, hands down. I've done things that people dream of, and I'm very blessed to do so. But I've had a wild career.
Okay. Very cool. And so I guess the important question out of all of that is, can you still throw a football or what?
I think so. I actually can. I play with my nephew every now and then.
Okay.
And I have banged up shoulders, both of them are pretty bad, but I think I can throw football still.
Which I guess you get into the perfect thing of wrestling with banged up shoulders, huh?
Oh, banged up shoulders, banged up back.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's also treatments for anything. You know, there's always going to be diets you could do or foods you could eat. Like, I eat a carnivore diet mostly, where it's liver, bone marrow, organs, heart, steak, chicken, and it's very healthy and nutrient-dense food. So that's very good for your bones and ligaments and joints to be healthy and really really be okay.
Very cool. Now, have you ever met Daniel Bryan since?
Yes. Really? I was at AEW. I saw him around, shook his hand, stuff like that.
Did you tell him that he's the reason that you stuck with this?
I didn't want to get into it. Okay. I want to. I want to, but I want to wait for the right moment. I like if it's backstage before a show and he's busy, I don't want to bother him. But I definitely want to give. I definitely want to talk to him one day and let him know, like, dude, you're the reason why I'm doing this. You've gotten me motivated, and this is how far I came because of you. You know.
Awesome. Yep. And so those Kurt Angle and Road Dogg podcasts, how did those come about? That's super big time, those podcasts.
Yeah. So the Kurt one, I got hit up by the by Kurt's manager to do it. Hmm. I was in bed. So I'll tell the story because I never told anybody the story. Great. You know when you're sleeping and you have thoughts and it's like a dream, but you're still kind of awake?
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping in bed and I have a dream or just lucid, whatever it is. And the thought came in my head, something big is going to happen today. I wake up to a DM on Twitter from the Kurt Angle podcast manager. And that's how that happened.
That's insane.
It was insane. I literally never told that story to anybody. I know it sounds crazy. People don't believe me with this stuff. But I was in bed and I had that lucid dream. I was still awake, still sleeping, but I had some gut feeling or something in my brain tell me that something big's gonna happen today, and boom, got that text. The Road Dogg one happened a little differently. Road Dogg and I kind of go way back as to where he saw me at a show and saw something in me. He always has. He always told me he did. Every time I had a time when I was at the Performance Center at NXT or if I had an appearance at WWE, he would pull me aside and we'll sit and just chit-chat for a good hour, you know? And great guy he is. Love him to death. And he's always just seen something in me. So I took him. I kind of reached out to one of the people who do the podcast. I said, hey, is there a possibility that Road Dogg would have me on his podcast? He doesn't really do guests, but doesn't hurt to ask since we have a relationship, you know? And he was very willing. He wanted me on. He was very happy to have me on.
Yeah.
And I think I'm the only indie wrestler he had on his show, which is really, really cool. Again, like I said, he's an amazing guy. And Kurt Angle as well. Kurt Angle gave me a huge opportunity with that. And that alone. And then I also did the Gangrel podcast, which is awesome. Gangrel is somebody who had my back for so long as well, who's helped me immensely in my career. I also did the Busted Open podcast with Tommy Dreamer and Thunder Rosa.
Okay.
That's on the radio. That was a really, really cool one too. Tommy Dreamer is somebody who's helped me out immensely as well. So I've had some really good people in my career give me some really good insight and good tips on getting better. And I'm very blessed for all of them to be part of my career.
Awesome. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
And speaking of him DMing you on social media, your social media game is on point, I got to say.
Thank you. Thank
Big
you.
Time.
Yeah.
Love it.
I work hard on it. You know, it's never ending.
It chills.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you noticed it.
Yeah. And did your numbers skyrocket after being on these podcasts?
Followers a little bit.
Okay.
But my analytics, like your views, your likes, your shares,
awesome.
Skyrocket. Yes, it's great. Yeah. Especially after the Busted Open one. I go on my Twitter, I have like 90 notifications. You know, people tagging me on Instagram of like, oh, I'm on the radio and really cool stuff. But yeah, the Road Dogg one was awesome because people were all about that one. The Kurt Angle one was a huge one because that's where my numbers flew up. Because it was out of nowhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's one of the first things that happened. So this year was a huge upswing. So it started out with me getting booked by AEW. And then a few months later, I got signed by Bang Energy because my character involves energy drinks. And I would do these promos and skits with wrestlers and just wrestling and energy drinks. And Bang signed me. A few months later, Bang gets bought out by Monster. All of a sudden, G Fuel signed me right after that. In that same week, so that happened. The G Fuel contract happened the same week as Kurt Angle podcast. So all that shit just was a mountain, like a snowball effect, you know?
Right.
And then I got booked for New Japan on pay per view.
Insane.
And it's snowballed and snowballed and snowballed, and now look where we are.
Yeah,
you know, it's really crazy.
And now you're getting ready to go to Japan out there, right?
Yep. December.
That's crazy. So how did that come about? How'd you get a book for that?
Pretty much New Japan helped me. Like that, doing that was kind of what got their eyes open on for a company in Japan to book me. It's going to be awesome. I'm very excited. New Tokyo. A few days I'm only going to be there for. Again, it's a very big opportunity to get my chance and first time in Japan. So I'm very
crazy.
Excited.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's like putting your time in and just getting your stepping stone and really where you pay your dues.
Yep. Totally.
Do you know who you're wrestling out there?
No idea.
No. Okay.
I know nothing right now.
All right. So let's do this, right? You're booked out here in the States, wherever, Japan, doesn't matter where, for a Fatal 4 match. Anywhere. In the States, fine. In the States. For a Fatal 4 match. So Vinny Pacifico is in one corner. Who's in the other three? Who do you want?
Is it a guy who signed, not signed? What is it?
Just your dream match.
Okay. Oh, Brian Danielson, Kurt Angle, and John Cena.
All right. And which one of those three are you pinning?
John Cena.
Okay. All right. And I saw recently you got married. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, and I believe you might be joined by somebody over there.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
She's shy.
Can we ask her a question?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, you got to answer this honestly. Is Jay Pacifico really a good wrestler or what? Come on.
He's pretty good. I mean, he's not as good as I am. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's amazing. He really is.
No, we know he is. We know. We've been keeping tabs on him, so we know.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot more things worked very soon, so actually keep your eyes open, please, because there are some things that are in the works right now that could be really, really big in the wrestling business.
All right. Well, we're excited to see what that is. We really are.
I wish I could say and get kept, but I literally can't. I wish, because it's there are things that are like almost confirmed, like 90%, but not yet. It's just, I can't say. I want to say because it's freaking phenomenal, both things, but I just can't say.
Listen, you got to do us a favor then, okay?
Shoot.
After you come back from Japan, even if it's for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, when you're able to release this stuff, you come back up on here and you tell us what it is.
Well, how about this? Even better. I'll do you one better. As soon as this stuff gets confirmed, I'll go on. I'll come back on.
Awesome. Love it. Perfect. Yeah. Even for 10 minutes, doesn't have to be a whole big thing. Just break it here. Great. All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
Please. No, there are things that are just, I can say one of them.
Yeah?
I think so.
Well, I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, I mean, listen, as long as, like, it won't. So something that's in the works, as I'm saying, I'm sponsored by G Fuel Energy, which is very rare where an indie guy is sponsored by a major company like that. Yeah. Another wrestler named Drama King Matt. I feel like you know who that is?
I've heard him. Not so familiar, but I've heard of him.
He was in WWE for a while, actually. And now Impact. But he is sponsored by Advanced GG. They are also a gaming-type energy drink.
Gotcha.
So we're working out a way to make a Vinny Pacifico G Fuel match versus Drama King Matt sponsored by Advanced GG. So it'll be like a feud between two sponsorship companies into one big, giant match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll have my drink, he'll have his drink. You know, we'll have the logos on the banner. We're trying to figure out how to make it happen. And just,
that's awesome.
It could be huge. We're bringing in a shitload of fans from G Fuel and Advanced GG and gaming fans into wrestling to that one match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So where I feel like the promos, the sharing, build up between the two brands and myself and him, it could be really special. It could be something that has, I don't think, ever been done before in wrestling.
All right. Well, I hope that comes about. It sounds awesome.
Thank you very much.
I almost see it as like a Rocky match when they have all those banners hanging up and Rocky's coming down. Yeah. And yeah, like Rocky versus Apollo Creed.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
yeah. I love Rocky. It's an example.
Cool. All right. So we want to get to know the real Vinny Pacifico.
You do.
All right. We do. So first of all, I want to get into like a rapid fire, if that's okay with you.
I'm pitching my wife's cheeks.
But first, let's start with this. What's something you could tell us about yourself that people would be surprised to know?
I love candles.
You love candles?
Yes.
All right. Any favorite?
Fall ones. Candy corn, ones. Pumpkin spice. Oh, another thing. I love candy corn.
You do?
Yes, I do.
I don't know many people who love candy corn.
I love anything.
Really? Interesting.
Yes. I have a huge thing for candy corn.
Okay. All right. Because every time I go to those like trick-or-treat, knock on the door, like we're not home, but he has a bin and take one. There's always candy corn left.
Yeah.
Works out for you.
I'll even show you this right now. I'll show you this.
Let me see. So we are on Zoom right now. So well, we're going to use the audio for the podcast, but we are on Zoom. So Vinny is showing us a G Fuel candy corn energy formula. How about that?
Delicious.
How about that?
It's delicious. It tastes exactly. Well, in water, it's different than it's made for milk. It's a milk energy drink. You put in milk.
Okay.
In water, it tastes a little different.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, maybe I don't love candy corn. Maybe I'll try it.
It's delicious.
You definitely do sell it. All right, so let's do it. You want to get into this rapid fire?
Oh, I do. Please.
All right, so let's learn some things about Vinny here. All right, we'll start easy. We'll get a little bit harder, okay?
Do it.
All right, so easy ones. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Not that easy. I like Rocky Road.
Rocky Road, all right. Rocky Road guy, I like that too.
Or I like fish food. Ben and Jerry's fish food.
All right. Favorite food?
Okay, are we talking like flavor or are we talking like what I eat?
Last meal of your life, what you eating?
No, because my favorite food is steak, but like not by flavor. My favorite flavor food, I like pizza, lasagna, penne vodka, sushi. All right, so we'll go by flavor. I like sushi.
Okay. TV show.
Family Guy.
Family Guy. Movie.
That's Harry Potter. Hard.
Which one?
Harry Potter or Star Wars? I can't pick. Or okay. Hey, American Psycho. American Psycho. That trumps both. That's both of them.
All right.
Have you seen it?
Years ago.
American Psycho. You gotta watch it again. It's the best
years
movie
ago. Ever. Okay. I've seen it years ago.
Great movie.
All right. Who's the actor in it? You're gonna kill me for asking that.
Who's the actor in it?
Jason Bateman, is that right?
The actor is Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, okay, yes.
Patrick Bateman's name.
Got it, okay, got it. All right, so favorite wrestler growing up?
It went from Rey Mysterio, John Cena, to Bryan Danielson.
What about now, favorite wrestler today?
Bryan Danielson.
Okay. All right, so now also on the Anything Goes podcast here, we do something called Keep It or Kill It.
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to give you two things. You got to keep one and kill one.
Okay.
So this might be a little tough for you. Star Wars or Harry Potter?
Hold on. This is good. I'm just thinking because I grew up on Star Wars. I grew up with, you know, the whole Tatooine music and the whole, you know, beautiful view of Tatooine. But I like Harry Potter, though. All right. So for the sake of my wife, how much we love Harry Potter, I would say keep Harry Potter, kill Star Wars.
Okay.
Only for her because we have that's our thing, kind of.
That's sweet.
She likes Star Wars, too, but she's more Harry Potter, so I go back for her.
Okay. What about heels or baby faces?
Key face, kill heel.
Okay.
I'm a natural baby face. But I can be a good heel.
You can? All right. Which one would you rather be?
Face, obviously. Not obviously, but I'd rather be face. But quick little side story. My character, Power Punch, with the energy drinks, is supposed to be a heel. But it was so good that fans loved it, so he turned face. So I prefer face. But I was heel at first, and fans were not booing me. So it was like, all right, what am I going to do? You know?
Yeah. All right, so keep it or kill it, right? Would you keep this or kill this? Backyard wrestling.
Keep it. It has its purpose.
Okay. What about the extreme hardcore matches?
Keep it. Has its purpose. And I think it's got a very good audience, and it's something that can be used in a blood feud if needed, and it serves a purpose.
Okay. What about squash matches?
Keep it. Has a purpose.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Well, you disagree?
No, I agree. I agree with
They have a purpose, you know. You have a big guy. I mean, I've been a part of the losing ass squash matches. I've been a part of the winning ass squash matches. They have a reason for it.
Yep.
Okay. Keep going. I loved it.
Here's another rapid fire question.
Go for it.
How many energy drinks would you say you drank in your lifetime?
Over a million. Nah. I was probably at least 50,000.
50,000. Okay. All right. So this is actually. This is actually a writing question from Nikki and Joe.
Uh-oh.
How much do you work on your stage presence?
How much do I work on my stage presence? That kind of is a natural thing for me.
Okay.
So I really work on it. Well, I mean, I guess you could say stage presence would be like my physical body, right? So I'm in the gym every day. So I guess you could say every day.
Okay.
But presence and how I make fans feel, that's just natural. That's me. You know, I mean, physical appearance every day.
Yep.
But how I emote, how I make fans feel, my persona is all me, natural.
Cool. All right. So, Nikki, Joe, that one's for you. That was a writing question from the fans out there.
Love it.
Yeah. And all right, real quick, I want to jump to this because I forgot to say it. We got caught on something. But speaking of your social media game, I saw one of your latest posts had a Leon Rimes song.
That was my wife's choice.
I got to tell you, we had two wedding songs, two wedding dance at our wedding, and that was one of them. That was the second one.
Wow, nice.
So I could appreciate that.
Hell yeah. My mom, too, at her wedding, too. So I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah, we like that.
Hell yeah.
So what kind of music are you listening to, though? Because I don't think it's Leon Rimes all the time.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what, I like anything, really. I like rap, I like rock, I like ABBA, I like Lady Gaga, I like Britney Spears, I like... Every now and then I'll throw on some 90s WWE music.
Okay.
You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we gotta always... If you haven't already, the SmackDown vs. Raw 07 soundtrack is insane.
Let me check it out.
There's a reason why it is what it is. That game is known for the soundtrack.
All right. Definitely check that out. Cool. All right. Favorite finisher?
Power punch. Oh, crossface. Crossface.
Okay. Okay. If you weren't a wrestler, what would you be?
Dead. I don't know.
Hey. I mean, listen.
Football player.
Okay. All right. You ever been to Universal and Disney?
Universal, yes.
Have you seen the Harry Potter world?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah. Have you been there recently?
No, 2 years ago.
Okay, no, I've been there like 5 years ago, but that Hagrid ride.
Oh, my God, phenomenal.
Love it.
Oh, there's a picture of us. There's a picture somewhere. My face is like really funny. It's funny. No, it was a great ride.
Yeah, that could easily be my favorite ride out there. And then in Disney, they have the Star Wars stuff going on now. I don't know if you've seen that.
We're planning to do Disney soon. Planning on it.
Okay, cool. And I hear you're a horror fan.
Oh my God, huge.
Yeah, huh? What's Chucky. Your favorite?
So I like Chucky a lot. Okay. G Fuel just did a line with horror drinks. They got Chucky, Jason, and Freddy. I love all of them. I love Halloween.
That's awesome that they're doing a horror line.
Oh, they did horror. It's awesome.
I love it. That's great.
Delicious flavors. We did a G Fuel horror engagement shoot for our wedding. It was really, we had Michael Myers involved in it. It was pretty funny. Another horror movie I like Pinhead. And again, you could say it's horror, American Psycho.
Okay. Do you guys go to any haunted houses?
We went to Brighton Asylum last year.
Okay.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually, did we do that one this year? We go to a bunch. We've been to like, we go to like 15 a year.
The best.
During September, October, that's where we live.
Amazing.
So we got to talk. We got to try to get to one next year together.
Let's do it. I'm down.
Go to the mall.
Love our shit.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So where do you see Vinny Pacifico in 5 years from now?
On TV. Mm-hmm. On TV with my own energy drink, with my face on it, and owning a clothing line.
All right. Any certain fed you want to be in?
I would like to be... And listen, every company has its own amazing vibe, you know?
Yeah.
TNA was awesome. WWE is definitely, it's almost a tie between AEW and WWE. Those are two spots that I really enjoy working at. I've been to both of them, and they're both just amazing vibes to be at. Either or of those places I would love to work for fully.
All right. So if you got to keep one, kill one.
Can't do it. Can't do that one. I will tell you this.
I tried, yeah.
Both companies are really special in their own way. And I see these fans always arguing about which one's better, this, that, this. Both companies are incredible, and both companies have their own things to make them special. And I love them both. Again, I just did AEW recently. I loved it. I had the best time of my life. Yeah. I did WWE last year, and I had an amazing time. Learned so much backstage with William Regal and Road Dogg and these amazing people, and it was just amazing.
So what's it like the first time you walk backstage and you see these guys that, you know, you grew up watching and, or even any time, doesn't have to be the first time, but, you know, just any time you walk back there and you see guys like that.
Nothing like the first time, because okay. I remember the first time flying out, landing in Florida, in Orlando. There's a funny story I can tell you off the air, but flew into Orlando and went to the PC. Not the PC. Where was the first? Somewhere they had their first NXT show or NXT tapings before the PC. And I'm sitting backstage and it's William Regal, Road Dogg, and Shawn Michaels and Triple H just talking. And I was like, this is just really the first time ever being there. So that was a sick moment. That was really cool. It was really cool because I got booked there from a tryout with Evolve.
Okay.
And then Dave Kowalski chose me to go down to Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And he took a picture of me and posted it on Twitter and said, oh, Vinny Pacifico is at NXT. And my phone did not stop ringing for the next 2 days with people posting and sharing it. It was phenomenal. But no, I would tell you that was a sick moment. Just being back, being at NXT with people, just learning, just soaking it all in. And everyone was smiling. happy to be there. You know, it was so cool. It was so cool. AEW, first time I was there, that was beautiful as well. It was first time at AEW was in Jacksonville during COVID. That was really cool. Because it was actually, that week was a vibe. We did Universal, Ollivander's. I get a message from AEW, be here Wednesday. Say less. And with two smiles on my face, I had a smile on my face with the butterbeer, and a smile on my face with the AEW text.
I bet. What a moment.
The best. And then we got an Airbnb and a beautiful pool, so my wife could, you know, get relaxed while I'm away for a couple of days at AEW. And it was just amazing. And people there were awesome. Goldust was there giving me some really good advice. Cody was there. He's always cool to be around. And Young Bucks. These places have something special about them. And they are where they are for a reason. And that's why I would love to work for either of them.
I'm sure.
And I believe if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I really hope that this is what you could do for the rest of your life. I really do. I could see the passion. I know how much you love it and how much you care and how much you really take it serious. So
everything to me.
It shows, especially like I said, on the social media, it shows. It really does. It comes out.
Thank you very much.
So when it's all said and done, right, and you've decided to hang up the boots and years, years, years from now, what do you want people to remember the name Vinny Pacifico as?
One of the hardest workers of all time and someone who did something his own way. I went my own way with the energy drinks. I created a brand. I created a whole empire based off of my love of energy drinks. And I want that to be remembered as a blueprint that you could do it any way you can. And you can make it a different way than everyone else does. You know, there's a million paths. But I did a really, really cool path, I think. And and it's growing. And it's an everlasting growing thing.
Yeah.
And side note, the boots are not coming off. I will wrestle until I can't walk anymore.
Okay. So, Vinny, where can people keep up with you on this social media? What you got going on in life?
Vinny Pacifico 1 on Twitter, Vinny Pacifico on Facebook, and Vinny Pacifico on Instagram. And TikTok, I'm starting to dabble with, but I'm more of the three of the best ones I'm mostly on.
And you have a show coming up in Jersey this weekend?
Yes, I do, that you're invited to, if you guys are available.
We are for sure going to try to make the show.
Hell yeah.
I definitely want to see what you got out there in the ring.
Thank you very much.
In person. I checked it out online, but I want to see you in person.
Oh, it'll be awesome. It's Pro Wrestling Magic, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. It'll be live on IWTV. I'm wrestling one of my trainers and mentor, Cheeseburger, who's also my groomsman. So it'll be a really cool match to see us battle it out. And he's someone who has been everywhere as well. He's been to Japan, New Japan, Ring of Honor, AEW.
All right, well, Vinny, we definitely want to get to that show Saturday, check you out, see what you're all about in the ring and live in action. So hopefully we can see you there Saturday.
Sounds great to me. I love that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And any other shows you have booked besides that and Japan?
Way more. I got December 2nd, TV announced. Can't announce it yet. December 9th, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania for PPW. December 17th, I'm going to be on the LA for Pandemonium Pro on the West Coast. 23rd, I have Pro Wrestling Magic. And then 25th, I fly out to Japan.
Nice. So good. What a way to end this 2023, huh?
Amazing, right?
That's great. That's great. So let me ask you, you started doing this when you were 14 years old, huh? That's what I've heard?
Yes.
So do you have any advice to these to this next 14-year-old kid who's out there at a wrestling show for the first time, and they look at their parents and they say, hey, Mom, Dad, I want to be the next Vinny Pacifico. That's what I want to do.
My advice would be don't, because you'll never be me. Kidding.
No, come on
like that.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
That's great.
My advice is chase your dream because you only have one life. You have literally, you only live once, you get no do-over. So live a life worth living and live a life that you'll be proud of. And live a life that, in your deathbed, you look back and you say, I did it my way. Also, eyes open, mouth closed, ears open. Learn and never stop growing. That's something and also, don't settle for an answer. Someone says no, keep working hard. Do something else. Don't stop working hard. Don't stop.
Okay. What about your theme song? Where does that come from?
My what?
Your entrance music you walk out to.
I love Backstreet Boys. And on my first date with my wife, she told me she liked Backstreet Boys, so that was it for me.
That's great. I actually think they're going on tour this summer.
Well, I'll be seeing them. And I'll be on stage next to them.
You will be, huh? Maybe I think you have this heel side of you that that you just want to come out. I can see it.
You like it?
I love it. I love it. If I had to choose, I'd be a heel for sure.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Me too. I like it too. It's fun.
You gonna watch Survivor Series this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I might be partying with my wife. Okay. Me and my wife, and that show's Saturday, right?
Saturday, yeah.
We have the show Saturday, so we might be after that going out. Probably gonna go out to eat and stuff. If we're friends come, so I invited a bunch of our friends to come to the show. If they come, we'll probably let's eat after, hang out after. If not, we'll probably come and watch Survivor Series.
Cool. All right. Well, before I let you go, I do want to do one more Keep It or Kill It with you, if that's okay.
That's okay.
Because there's something on the list that we always ask everyone, and we got to know what you would do on this.
Let's do it.
But I'm actually gonna ask you a few. Add a few left okay. over for you. So the most important one, though, right? Keep It or Kill It. Pineapple on pizza.
I never had it.
Never
so
had
I can't
it.
Say, I can't say. I would say keep it because it's a global phenomenon, but I never had it, and I'd like to try it soon.
It will change your life.
I'm sure it will. I had the honey bee slice. If you're from Staten Island?
Yes, we're from Staten Island. Yep.
There's a place called Domenico by where I live in Princess Bay. You go there, you say, I want the honeybee slice, it will change your life even more than that level ever will.
Really?
I'm a big, sweet, and salty guy.
Okay.
So go in there, Domenico's, Princess Bay. Hey, bring me up a nice honeybee slice and try it, and just know that your life will never be the same again.
Well, I'll make you a deal right now.
Okay.
I'll try your honeybee slice.
Okay.
If you try a pineapple and pepperoni slice.
Gotcha, I will.
It's got to be pineapple and pepperoni.
Ooh, it's even better.
Yeah, that's the deal. And I'm going to walk into, and I'm going to say, Vinny Pacifico sent me to try this honeybee slice.
They won't know who I am, but they'll thank me.
They'll soon know who you are.
Yes. And you know who else will thank me?
Who's that?
Your taste buds.
Okay. But you better follow through, too, with this pineapple and pepperoni slice.
Oh, I will. And my wife will, too.
Okay. All right. It's on. Listen, on this Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex, when we say something, we do it. So it's on.
Hell yeah.
All right. So wait, we got a couple more Keep It or Kill It's.
Let's do it.
All right. So remakes of movies.
Okay. Let's go, baby. Wait. Is that a question? Are you asking me?
Yeah. You're going to keep those or kill those?
Oh. Keep it.
What do you think I was asking you?
I think they gave me two movies to pick from.
Oh, no. No, I was saying, keep a remake. So what was that? You keep it.
Because I love Christian Bale Batman.
Okay.
And if I never made it, it would be sad.
I gotcha. So
that's why you keep it.
All right. What about movie franchises that go past the first three?
Keep it. Harry Potter, crushed it. Star Wars, crushed it. They have 9 movies. Oh, they have 10 movies now? Maybe 11. They have 11 now, don't they?
All right. Oh, I have a question for you, actually, Mr. Star Wars here. What order do people watch these Star Wars movies in? Is it like start with 1 and go through, or do they do 4, 5, 6, then 1, 2, 3?
I had my wife start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's how we... So me and Alex never saw the Star Wars, and we watched it during COVID, and we started at 1.
You have to.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you see Baby Anakin, you go to Teenager, you see Teenager meet the late Princess Diana, what's her name? Not Leia, what's her name? I know this more than anybody else. Padme.
Okay.
Padme's an angel. he meets Padme. And then but isn't it weird that Padme's like 20 and he's like 5? And then like the next movie he ages and she doesn't?
Yeah, listen, I guess that's Hollywood for you, huh?
Yes. No, so yes, you start from step by 1 and go to 6.
Okay.
Or 9, whatever you want to do.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, I was just me and my fiance laugh.
All right, so keep it or kill it. Powerade drinks.
Kill it.
Oh, what about Gatorade?
Kill it.
Nice, I like that. Soda.
Kill it.
All right. What about time limit draws in wrestling matches?
Keep it.
All right. What about fans who heckle in the crowd?
Keep it.
Keep it.
They have a purpose.
All right. What about 2 nights of WrestleMania? You keeping both or killing one?
Ooh. That's.
Listen, you said you wanted a tough questions. You know what I'm saying? That's what you said.
Keep going, please. Keep going. So I like the two nights of Mania, but honestly, I prefer one because I don't know. If you have two of them, I mean, I don't know. I feel like one of them is good because I could watch a whole thing in one night, 6 hours.
Yep.
As opposed to 3 and 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And
also, so
I could sit and watch a year of storyline and then 6 hours wrestling on one big Mania. I could do that.
Right. So you're killing the two nights?
Yes.
All right. What about two title belts, like by one person?
I like it. It makes for story.
Okay. All right.
That's a lot.
So now you got to keep one and kill one, okay?
Okay.
Nikki or Joe?
I'll wait for that. I'll wait for that. So, I don't know. Well, they're married to their one.
That's true. So are you keeping them or are you killing them as a whole?
Keeping them.
All right.
They serve a purpose. What it is, I don't know.
We will soon find out. Yeah. Listen, when I come see you, I'm bringing them along to tag along with me. I'm going to come watch you.
I'll get you 4 free comps for Saturday.
Come on.
All 4 you come.
Come on. I'm gonna call them after this. We're going.
If you come Saturday, I'll get you guys in for free.
All right. I'm not kidding. I'm calling them once I get off this phone.
Please do.
All right. We would really love that.
Let me ask you, keep it or kill it?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Kind of Raw.
You know, I would kill SmackDown because Raw is the OG original, but I would keep the 2 hours of SmackDown, if that makes sense.
What do you mean?
So I would kill SmackDown.
Okay.
But I also kill the 3rd hour of Raw. I would love Raw in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, the way it used to be.
Yeah.
3 hours is too long, I'm sorry.
Too long. But if I had to kill one, I got to go with the OG, keep Raw. And kill SmackDown.
I get it.
Yeah. But I like that, though. That's a good one. I'm going to add that to my list.
You should.
The next time I interview...
Keep it or kill it.
The next time...
Pizza or pasta?
What was the first one?
Pizza, pasta.
Alex would kill me if I said kill pasta. So, with that being said, I'm going to kill pasta. Yeah, come on. Pepperoni and pineapple pizza. I can't kill that. That's a life changer. That's a life changer.
And then with shredded honeybee slice, I'm telling you, you will never, ever want anything else.
I'm telling you, I'm going in there this week. I'm going to say Vinny Pacifico sent me. I'm going to record this too, and I'm going to post this so you can actually see that I went through with this. I'm going to post it. I'm going to say Vinny Pacifico sent me for this, was it honeybee slice?
Honeybee slice.
Does it have honey on it?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
It's phenomenal.
Okay. Do you know who loves honey more than anything in the world?
Joe.
Maybe, but Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, the movie Winnie the Pooh, you see it?
The horror one?
The new one, the horror one?
I haven't seen it. Is it out yet?
On Peacock.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, Peacock, go watch it. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, really?
It's gross because it's horror and Winnie the Pooh, but
interesting.
It's great.
Would you ever have Winnie the Pooh come to one of your matches?
Yes, I'll give it DDT.
You'll give Winnie the Pooh DDT?
Yes.
Good to know. All right. Good to know. This really shows the other side of Vinny Pacifico. I'm gonna tell you that a little bit. I kind of do.
No one sees it. No, I kind of don't really show it on podcast. I try to be very serious, but it's
just fun. Well, this is great. All right, so how about this? Keep it or kill it.
Shoot.
Wrestling or energy drinks?
Ooh, but they go hand in hand.
That's what I'm saying.
Energy drinks. I can do pre-workout instead.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, man. So we're really, I'm really going to call Nikki and Joe after this, and we're really going to get out there Saturday.
Please do.
I would love to.
And I'll tell you my story after the recording. Okay. You got
to
hear it.
All right. Well, Vinny, thank you. And listen, you got to come back on. When you're releasing this breaking news, I want it here on the podcast first.
You will.
I don't want to hear this news breaking on Kurt Angle or Road Dogg or DDP. I don't know if he has a podcast, but I'm sure he does. Or Booker T, one of these guys. I want you right here on Anything Goes podcast.
You got it.
I love it. Okay. All right. And really, we're really going to try to get there Saturday. I'm not kidding.
Please do. It's an early show, too, so you'll be home early just by the series if you want to watch it.
Cool. And you're facing Hamburger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
This is getting real silly now.
Wait for the story to tell you after the end of this
podcast. All right, one last keep it or kill it.
Okay.
And you better answer this right.
Yep.
Batman or Spider-Man?
Oh, my God. Kill Spider-Man, keep Batman.
Come on. I'm looking at a Spider-Man post on my wall right now.
I love Christian Bale. And the three Christopher Nolan Batman movies, I made my wife watch them. She loved them too. She couldn't admit that it wasn't good. Those movies were life changing.
Okay.
That Batman was great. First of all, there's no Spider-Man villain that comes close to the Joker. Right or wrong?
No. I mean, Green Goblin is pretty good.
He's good, but come on. Everyone knows the Joker. Everyone.
Did you ever see the, what is it called? The Killing Joke? There's a comic book, and actually a online you can find it. It's like the original story of how the Joker became the Joker.
Yeah, I got to look that up again. There's a few stories of the Joker.
And it was good. I think it's called The Killing Joke, I want to say.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
I don't know if he fell into the green thing and he turned green. Mm. I don't. The Batman, Christopher Nolan one, he was abused as a kid and turned to the Joker or something like that.
Yeah.
And his dad cut his face open. I think that's what happened with him. But in the OG Batman, Keaton, he fell into a green mist. Remember that?
I do.
I love Batman. I'm sorry. I mean, I love Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. But Christian Bale's Batmans changed my life. Those movies hit every time. Catwoman, Bane, the Joker, the Riddler. Come on.
Okay. But I will tell you this. Spider-Man's ride in Universal Studios is way better than the Batman roller coaster in Six Flags Great Adventure.
That I could agree. Okay. I could agree with that.
Okay. All right. At least we see eye to eye on that.
I like the punch and the fire and the water falls on your head. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Because if you didn't agree with that, I was going to have to meet you in the ring Saturday afternoon.
I'll tell you also this. That was one of the first rides I ever did in my life. Dad.
Yeah, huh, really?
Yeah, we also did the Jaws ride.
That's how I love the Jaws ride. It's not there anymore.
So I know. It's so good, though.
Yeah, because some punk named Harry Potter had to take over his ride.
Really? Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's where it went, the Harry Potter land.
Oh, my God.
What a punk.
Unreal. It's a fun podcast. I had fun.
All right. Well, listen, we really appreciate your time. We do it. It was so much fun doing this interview.
I'm looking forward to coming back.
All right. Listen, one other question for you. When we come there Saturday, what sign am I writing? Because I'm going to come with a sign.
Power punch.
Power punch.
Yep.
Okay. That's it. So look for me out in the crowd with a power punch sign and a honey bear slice. A honey bee slice.
Honey bear slice.
Honey bee slice.
Yes.
All right.
You're gonna love it, I'm telling you, I promise. Awesome. Oh my gosh, right. It's so good.
But now you gotta follow up with the pepperoni and pineapple.
You know it. All right. Definitely.
Love it. All right, well, Vinny Pacifico, thank you so much for doing this. We loved it. It was a lot of fun. And I really, really, really hope to see you Saturday. That's the plan.
Sounds
right now.
Good to me. Thank you very much. Appreciate you very much.
Awesome. All right, Vin, keep in touch. Love to hear from you. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon. Suckers.